Time now for Ask the Expert. Let's bring in our guest this morning, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing well.
Nice to talk with you, Connie. And large IRAs will distribute annual income call required minimum distribution starting when the owner turns 73. This can become a tax burden in retirement. Connie, what can IRA owners do to reduce future RMDs?
Well, you're right, Joey. Large IRA distributions could push taxpayers into a higher tax bracket and increase their taxes. If the IRA owner does not need the income, which is required to be distributed, some tax planning could help. The RMD on a $1 million IRA is over $37,000 at age 73, and the amount that you must withdraw goes up every year. By the time you're 83, the RMD on a $1 million IRA balance is over $56,000, and this is added to other income and taxed at ordinary income tax rates. One strategy to reduce large RMDs is to strategically make annual Roth conversions in the years leading up to age 73. Roth IRAs do not have RMDs during the owner's lifetime, and the conversion amount is taxable in the year you complete it. But the goal is to pay the tax in years when you're in a lower tax bracket. This reduces your future RMDs, and also money in a Roth IRA will grow tax-free from here on out. Another strategy that works well in some situations is a qualified longevity annuity contract. IRA owners are allowed to purchase a deferred income annuity with traditional tax-deferred IRA money, and no tax is due when the money is transferred from the IRA to the QLAC, and the tax remains deferred and the money grows until you start a stream of income, and that would be no later than age 85. During the deferral period, a big plus is that this money is not included in your RMD calculation. The insurer guarantees a stream of payments for the rest of your life, and with careful planning, QLAC benefits could supplement long-term care expenses and other health care expenses in your later years, as well as boost your income to offset inflation. A third option is utilizing qualified charitable distributions. After age 70 and a half, taxpayers can donate up to $111,000 per taxpayer directly from your IRA to qualified charities. The amount you donate counts towards your RMD when you're 73 and older, and it's not included in your taxable income when it's properly reported on your income tax return. It's important to consider all your income sources and develop a strategy to minimize taxes and maximize your net income. Taking some IRA distributions before your RMD age could allow you For example, to delay claiming Social Security benefits until you're 70, and that's when the maximum benefit is achieved. You maximize your Social Security benefit and you reduce your future RMDs. If you'd like more ideas on how to build a tax-efficient retirement income plan, give us a call.
Well, Connie, with that in mind, how can our listeners reach out to you if they have some questions?
Joey, our number is 540-772-4545, 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.